Dear Editor, increasing deer numbers call for action, March 19. The town has an obligation to address the growth and invasion of the deer population. I have spent the last two summers removing the thousands of dollars of shrubs that I stupidly planted when we moved onto the green space. More plantings will need to be removed again this summer. If the town doesn't have the will to remove these deer, then perhaps it would consider reimbursing taxpayers for the cost of the plants and other damage the deer cause. Or perhaps the town would consider hiring extra staff to clean up the debris and droppings the deer leave behind. Or perhaps about this time of year the town should begin repopulating the pregnant does to the mountains where they can raise their young in the wilderness, where they belong. Otherwise, the does will train their offspring to inhabit the very yards that the mothers have come to possess. Perhaps the town might be forced to act when children and pets begin to succumb to the diseases that this deer population leaves on our property and parks. Where there is a will, there is a way. I'm certain I'm not the only resident who is very tired of feeling like we live in a barnyard. And I'm very tired that the town seems to think this problem is a taxpayer's problem. Joyce Johnston, Okotoks.